Have you ever heard or read presentations of the gospel, but other things had been added to it? Perhaps certain requirements? The Apostle Paul faced this challenge with the gospel. It was being tampered with by false teachers who added the deadly poison of legalism. In Galatians 3, Paul passionately defends the pure gospel of grace, emphasizing that salvation is by faith alone. Stephen called this lesson, Keeping Poison Out of the Gospel.
Many years ago, 7 people died in the Chicago, Illinois area, and they died from taking over-the-counter pain relief medicine. The investigation that followed determined that somebody had laced the pills with poison, evidently while the bottles were still sitting there on the store shelves. The authorities were never able to solve the crime. They never were able to find out who did this tragic, terrible deed. But it did lead to some critical changes and the introduction of some new safety standards. So today, if you buy medicine off the counter, in fact, when you buy any number of products from the grocery store, you're going to notice that they now have that extra layer of covering of paper or plastic that you've got to peel off. I've noticed even a jar of peanut butter has a paper covering. And I'm glad for that because, well, I eat a lot of peanut butter. Well, going back to the original crime, it was ironic to me and rather tragic that a product designed to relieve pain resulted in death, all because somebody had added some poison to those pills. Well, as we set sail today back into the little book of Galatians, the Apostle Paul is adding some extra protection to the gospel. There were false teachers who were out there tampering with the truth. They're adding to it the deadly poison of legalism. They're adding works to the gospel of grace. Now, as we sail into chapter 3, Paul is rather busy protecting the pure, untainted gospel that salvation is by grace alone, received by faith alone, apart from any works. You want relief from the guilt and pain of sin? Well, here's the pure remedy. Now, the first thing Paul does is remind the Galatians that they're on dangerous ground. He reminds them of their own personal experience here in verse 1 when he writes, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. In other words, don't be deceived. If keeping the law can get you into heaven, well, then Jesus died for nothing. Paul asks this question here in verse 2. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Well, the answer is obvious. They were saved and given new life in Christ by the Holy Spirit. It was faith in Christ alone. It had nothing to do with how many commandments they were keeping. Well, Paul asks them another question here in verse 3. Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? In other words, if keeping the commandments had nothing to do with your salvation, well, then it has nothing to do with your sanctification either, that is, your spiritual growth in Christ. You're not saved by keeping a list of rules, and you're not going to grow up in Christ by keeping a list of rules. Paul illustrates that truth here in verse 6 with Father Abraham. Just as Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Abraham, beloved, wasn't justified or declared righteous or right with God by his works. How was he justified? Well, by believing the word of God when the Lord appeared to him back in Genesis chapter 15. Get this, Abraham was counted as righteous, right with God, several hundred years before God ever gave Moses the law. And this is why Paul says here in verse 7, it is those of faith who are the sons of Abraham. So here's what Paul means. The Judaizers, those Jewish false teachers out there who are poisoning the gospel, well, they want the church to adopt the law of Moses. They're teaching Christians that they have to be connected to Abraham through ancestry, through ceremony. So every Gentile believer has to effectively identify as a Jewish person by obeying the law, by submitting to circumcision. Well, this is adding the poison of legalism to the pain relief of the gospel. Here in verse 10, Paul quotes from Deuteronomy to show that those who rely on works of the law are under a curse. In other words, they are effectively poisoned because the law condemns anyone who can't keep it. Well, this is the curse of the law. It can't save you. It can only condemn you. Now, with that, Paul quotes from Habakkuk right here in verse 11, "The righteous shall live by faith." See, this is the pure, untainted gospel. In fact, Paul adds in verse 13, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us." You know what that means? That means Jesus took the poison of sin into himself. He died under the curse of sin, allowing us to receive the pure, relief-giving grace of salvation by faith alone. Now Paul promises here in verse 14 that in Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham has come to the Gentiles so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith. In other words, Jews and Gentiles get saved the same way, by faith alone, in Christ alone. Nobody earns it, you can't attain it, you can't maintain it, and you can't add to it. Well, now here in verses 15 and following, Paul explains that the original promise to Abraham, we call it the Abrahamic covenant, has not and cannot be added to or erased. It was God's unconditional promise to Abraham and his offspring, his spiritual offspring, those who come to God by faith alone. Well, if you have, you get to share in the spiritual blessings of this covenant. Now, mankind might try to tamper with it, add to it, but God has sealed it with his own promise. Now, if this is true, Paul knows that people are going to be asking this question, well, what good is the law? What's the purpose of the law of Moses? And Paul answers that here in verse 19. It was added because of transgressions. In other words, the law was given to restrain sin, to punish lawbreakers, transgressors, and it certainly does that. Paul also tells us here that the law reveals sin in us, reminds us that we're all transgressors. We've all broken the law, and we certainly have. Have you ever stolen a piece of candy from a grocery store? I have. Did you ever tell your parents or your teachers a lie? Well, I did. Well, then according to the law, I'm a thief and I'm a liar. I'm a transgressor. And the law that I've broken, well, that law can't save me. It can only condemn me for my crimes. Well, Paul explains here the purpose of the law was to show people, especially Israel, here in this context, that their sin was revealed by the law. And what does that show them? That shows them they needed a Savior. Well, Paul describes the law here in verse 24 as a guardian until Christ came in order that we might be justified by faith. So the law couldn't redeem life, but it can regulate life. In fact, the word here for guardian was a reference to a schoolteacher back in Paul's day. So effectively what he's saying is this, the law kept writing on the chalkboard the word guilty. The law kept teaching mankind, you're sinners. But it also tells us that a Savior's coming. So what about Christians? What about those who've believed in Christ? How does the law relate to you and to me today? Well, Paul answers that question here in verse 25. Now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. So he's saying that the law served its purpose. It revealed our guilt so that we repented and trusted in Christ alone for salvation. Now we're not under the law. through faith in Christ, we're free then, in other words, from the curse of the law, the condemnation of the law. We're free from the power of sin. We're declared right, righteous with God. We're empowered for life by the Holy Spirit through God's word to live for God's glory. Now, that doesn't mean that we can act in a lawless manner, that we can just kind of speed down the highway and steal from our employer. No, the law is a reminder to this day that we continue to transgress. It's a reminder of why we continually rely upon the blood of Christ, as the Apostle John writes, to continually cleanse us from every sin, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. We're saved through faith in our Redeemer, and every single day we depend upon the sacrifice of our Redeemer. He ensures that we are no longer condemned by the law that we continually break. Beloved, don't add anything to that message. There isn't hope in anything you can attempt. Don't add the poison of works to the purity of the gospel of grace. Don't add anything to faith in Christ alone. Well, until we set sail again, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was Stephen Davey, and this is The Wisdom Journey. Today you saw Paul defend the pure gospel of grace in Galatians 3. He warned against adding the poison of legalism to the gospel. Remember, salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Let's keep this truth pure and untampered. If you haven't already, I invite you to sign up for a free membership in what we call Friends of Wisdom. By joining, you'll start receiving valuable resources from Stephen to help you walk wisely through life. Every Tuesday, Friends of Wisdom receive an email from Stephen. This might include an encouraging article to help you apply God's Word to your everyday life, or an answer to a Bible question he's received. Additionally, at least once a month, Friends of Wisdom receive a free resource designed to help them grow in their faith and deepen their understanding of the Bible. Simply visit wisdomonline.org/friends and fill out a brief form. Then join us next time to keep traveling along the wisdom journey.